News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Interesting developments going on behind the scenes. The Labour Party, some people are calling it a split. I don't think it's a split. I think the vast majority of the Labour Party, Ciara, do not want to go into government with Fianna Fáil and
Fine Gael.
Alan Kelly wants to. I don't know about Jed Nash. I think he'd be more pragmatic about it. But certainly Ivana Bacic doesn't. And Marie Sherlock, who was on with Katie Hannan on RTE last night, have a listen to what she had to say. She certainly doesn't.
There is no circumstance that I can envisage that the Labour Party will be going in to government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We can only form a basis for negotiation if we're with other small parties.
Oh, so you're is that an absolute red line for Labour? You will not go in on your own?
Katie, we've been very clear since before this election that we believe that in order to effect the change that is so desperately needed in this country, that we can only do so in terms of strength, on the basis of strength in numbers. And we can't do it with just 11 TDs, and we are thrilled to have six new TDs now that we have grown as a party.
Okay.
But we need to have the other smaller parties working as a common bloc.
Marie Sherlock, who of course was elected with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael transfers that got her over the line.
Don't be mentioning the fact that otherwise we'd have the monk on Kerry, on Katie Hannan.
Labour have the right, if they don't want to go into government, not to do so. And I don't think they are going to do so. The Sock Dems, I think, as I said earlier, would break out in a rash at the idea of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Look, for me, it's quite simple. The Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have 86 seats between them, too shy of an overall majority. Give the Cairn Corlett to the opposition, and that reduces the need for seats by one, and get five or six independents who you know are going to stay the course. You're talking about the Michael Lowrys, Noel Grealish, Sean Canny, maybe the two Healy Rays. Verona Murphy. Do a deal with them. Get on with it. I don't think this
a lot easier to do a deal with them as well.
Absolutely.
They're not looking for ministries. They might be looking for something in their constituencies, but that's about it.
You can do a deal. Get on with it. Agree a programme for government. Let's forget this shadow boxing of all the parties meeting each other. It's not going to. There's no reason why this needs to take well into January. This can be done by early January.
I actually think there's some kind of comedy in this. Aside from Marie Sherlock being elected by transfers from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who she said kind of she wouldn't touch with the barge pole there. I think
what she said is she'd want to go in with the Sock Dems, so they'd have a massive seat.
But why on earth would Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael take 22 of the Sock Dems and Labour?
And the Greens with 12 TDs, Ciara, had a huge influence on the last government.
I find it sort of fascinating that the sort of superiority and the sanctimony of these centre-left parties, that they think that they're too good to go in with the two parties that the electorate have given almost an overall majority to on their own. They're on 86 out of 88. It is fascinating to me that they think that they're too good for a start. And it's also a bit of a pantomime and a bit of a charade that they're so different in terms of policies. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at this point, and I know that Fine Gael are constantly described as centre-right, but if you look at their actual policies, they are centre-left policies. They are pro-social housing, they are pro-social welfare, they are pro-pensions. We don't have any centre-right party here at all. Maybe Aon Thu, maybe. So I think it's actually a kind of a nonsense, first of all, that there's any policy differences much between them. They were all practically in agreement before the election, particularly, you know, about what they were going to do, other than how much they were going to throw at the electorate in terms of money. But this kind of sanctimony that they're too good for what the electorate has actually voted for is a little bit smug, I think, and a little bit, I don't know, it's kind of comedic to me. I actually find the whole thing a bit amusing that some people think they're too good for government.
Well, Darren Tipp makes a good point, Kerry. He says, why is it bad that Labour and the Sock Dems don't want to form a government, but it's okay for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to say they won't go into government?
I think that's actually much the same.
Go into government with Sinn Féin. If Martin and McDonald weren't leaders, I think they would be in government, says Darren and Tipp.
Frank in Cork says, you put yourself up for election to govern, not just to sit in opposition.
The Greens are now destroyed. That's why Labour won't go in. See, I slightly disagree. And if you heard Eamon Ryan on this, he would say, we did the right thing, we implemented our policy, and that's what, and now we'll rebuild. He has no regrets about going into government.
I also think the Green collapse is much more than just being the mudguard for big parties. It's quite different to the Labour collapse of 2016 or whatever. It's quite different.
One last text. I'm delighted with the result and that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are most likely going back in the government, as that's the way I voted. I gave my third preference to a Labour candidate. I will never do that again if they decide to sit on the fence, which is an interesting take. Keep those texts coming through. Let us know what type of government would you like to see. I just think get on with it and get it done in the next few weeks. 087 1400 106.
And sticking with this subject of government formation, I'm joined now by Sean Canny, Independent TD for Galway East. Sean, you were one of those independents who perhaps would entertain the notion of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Well, I would be open to discussions on it. I have a proven track record of being in government before, in a minority government between 2016 and 2020. It was stable, it was effective, and I think that the time is right to have discussions with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and see where we can go. I do believe that, first of all, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael need to sit down with their TDs and go through, maybe come up with a strategy, then a joint strategy. And I, along with other independents, are open to sitting down then with the partners and to see if we can actually work out a programme for government that will be of benefit to the country. And I think that's what we need to do. If you're elected to the Dáil, which is an honour, and it's an honour for me to be serving in Galway East, I think it's also a responsibility of me as a TD that if there is an opportunity to serve in government or to work with government, that we do that, because by that doing that, we're implementing policies that we need to get implemented.
Okay. You yourself were a junior minister previously in the Fine Gael minority government. Would you be looking for a position like that again? You might have less pulling power in this scenario because they are very close to that magic number of 88.
Yeah, well, look, at this stage, it's not. I remember when we were negotiating the last time, the negotiations were on the programme for government and it took a number of months to do that. And that was the main focus. The issue around appointments to ministerial positions was the last thing that was discussed. The first thing that was discussed, can we find a common platform by which we can go to government?
Okay.
And I think that's the
and, and you believe then, Sean, I'm hearing from you that you do think you could find a common policy platform, that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, that they would have policies that wouldn't be too far from your own?
Well, look, at things that would be of a huge concern to me would be, for instance, housing. And everybody talks about housing, but it's how we can actually effectively deliver more houses in a speedier manner. And one of the things I find, and coming from a construction background and as a chartered quantity surveyor, I find that we have put in too many processes into the delivery of housing and into the delivery of infrastructure like wastewater treatment plants. So it takes years to get them done. And I think in this emergency that we have, we need to look at how we're doing our procurement, okay, how we're doing all of that, to actually shorten the time. And for instance, we should be able to devolve more authority to the local authorities to deliver social housing.
All right, so you have issues that you would prioritise. Have you spoken to other independents about going in as a grouping?
Well, we have had phone calls back and over, congratulatory type things, and yeah, whether people would be interested or not. And I do feel that there are a decent number of independent TDs who are like-minded and would actually come together to help form a government. But having said that, you know, people would say, oh, independence, parish pump politics and all that type of thing. That's not really the way I work and a lot of independents.
Are you saying
work.
You wouldn't be looking for some kind of a sweetener for Galway East?
Well, what I would say to you is that there are issues nationally, such as I said, the housing. There's also an issue that as a regional group of TDs, we were promoting to get a non-means tested carers allowance. I think that's something that's essential. All parties have said, yes, they would do that, but we need to do it in a time frame that would deliver effective.
So are you saying you would be more focused on national issues than local issues?
Yeah, well, there are also regional issues that come to mind. And for instance, because I live in Galway, and if you come to Galway, you see what's happening with the traffic.
Yes, I was wondering, would the traffic be mentioned?
Well, look, it's something that it's on everybody's mind. Public transport to get in and out of, let's say, the likes of Loughrea into Galway, or from all of this type of, from Tuam, from Headford, all these type of arteries into the city are choked with cars because we don't have enough public transport. And we don't have the road network around the city to actually deal with the problem.
Okay.
But that's, I've said that is an issue. Another issue of concern to me would be the fact that we have a project there which is ready to go, and Eamon Ryan almost had it ready for cabinet, which is the Western Rail Corridor, which would actually open up the entire West of Ireland.
All right, so public transport in the West and in Galway in the region would be important. Do you understand why parties such as Labour or the Sock Dems might be a bit snippy about going into government? And why does your view differ to theirs?
Well, I suppose I've been lucky that I've had the experience of being in government, first of all. And it you can be effective in government and you can deliver. And the last time round, we delivered a lot in terms of flood relief schemes and funding for flood relief schemes at a time when it was high on the agenda. I was actively involved in the delivery with Richard Bruton and Dennis Nocton earlier in the delivery of the National Broadband Plan for Ireland. So we can be effective in getting things done. We can achieve things. I think I don't know what's going on in Labour other than their conflicting views coming from Labour, but I think they need to probably have their own parliamentary party meeting and come to a consensus.
Do you think that they could just be protecting their flank from the Sock Dems?
I don't know. I don't actually think about what their ideals are, why they say different things, it's not a criticism. I think I would leave it to Labour to sort out what they want to do. It's not for me to comment on it. In fairness, I have great respect for all of the Labour TDs, the outgoing ones as well. But I have no, and the same with Sock Dems, but I have no, I just wouldn't comment on what they're, you know, I leave it to them to try and let them sort out themselves and see where they're at. But I do believe that there is a very good opportunity for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to engage with a number of independent.
And maybe very lastly for you, if you are in negotiations with the government and they don't offer you a ministry, would you still go in?
Well, I would not negotiate over the airways for sure. But secondly, I think we need to, the basis for being in politics is to make a positive change. And I think that's what we need to do. And I know that there are a lot of things that we in the regional group of TDs were advocating for over the last 5 years. And some of them will be high on the priority list. And I think that's where we start, and we'll take it from there.
Sean Kenny, Independent TD for Galway East. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.